Sometimes medication used to revive someone from an opioid overdose doesn't last long enough, and that person can slip back into an overdose and even die. For this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report, 90.5 WESA's Sarah Bowden visits a research lab working on this problem.
Chemist Sadia Averick is standing in his lab at Allegheny General Hospital, shaking a small vial of tacky white powder.
That's actual polymer powder of the naloxone polylactic acid.
A polymer is a structure of similar molecules bonded together. This polymer is of naloxone, the medication that can revive someone from overdose. Right now, naloxone molecules are relatively small and metabolize quickly. So to make sure the medication works, people in overdose are flooded with highly concentrated doses. This can cause a harsh withdrawal. Averick is manipulating both the polymer's shape and size of its molecules.
Depending on the size, you can change the surface area of the material, which would then allow you to change the rate of degradation and release.
By changing the polymer structure, Averick hopes to create a steadier drug delivery system, which ideally will produce gentler, longer-lasting results. For the Pittsburgh Tech Report, I'm Sarah Bowden. WESA receives funding from the Allegheny Health Network.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Covestro LLC. More information is available at covestro.us.